Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
Dalcy Harris, voorwaar 'n eistervrou van welkom. Dalcy, een sonoggend was jou bure 'n ouerige paartjie in 'n lewe of dood situasie en jy het besluit om jou lewe op die spel te plaas om hulle te help. Take us through it. What happened early that one Sunday morning?
Marina and her husband James, it was a Sunday morning, 11:30, and I heard this chatting. And you know, you got lots of street noises living in a busy neighborhood, and this just to me sounded urgent. I got up and went to the bathroom window to listen and hear whether I'm hearing right. Then I heard it again and I said to the kid, no, something's happening here, you know, and we ran out to the front yard, pajamas in the rain, ons gaan kyk om te sien wat gaan aan in die straat whatever. And there was niemand in die straat, nee. My son says to me, yeah, but look over there at Marina and James, there's something happening there, you can see movement in between the bushes. We looked and then we heard the shot again, then we heard Marina shot. So I ran in for the gate keys and whatever and I thought it was raining, I'll someone grab the car keys. When I opened the gate to leave, my son started running across the road because they live diagonally across from us. And he got there first, and I pulled up right behind him very quickly. And as I got there, I saw he lifted his hands up in the air. And I thought, oh, dear, this was an armed robbery. I'm standing there, and I opened the window and telling my son to get in the car. And then the guy pointed at Sean, and he shot without giving Sean a chance to move or anything. He shot. And how he missed my son, I don't know. But then Sean ran, but now he's running home, and I'm now facing the other direction. You're in a bit of a situation. I want to see my son's okay, but I'm facing the wrong direction, and this guy's coming to the gate with a gun. So, yeah, that was a little awkward and disturbing. But at the end of the day, I believe we did save them. I heard the call and realized it was urgent, and my son, who got there first, he got there and he rattled on the gate and he saw the guys. He never saw the guns, though, hey? He just saw that they mistreating, they pushing them down on the ground and the one strangling the man. And he says, hey, what you doing? The next minute, the guy leaves the lady, takes the gun off her head and points it at Sean. And that in the middle of the day in a suburb, built up suburbs, was very traumatic. But when we left, the guys decided to let the two old people go because now the alarm's been set off and the other neighbors are now going to start running out as well with gunshots. So then they ducked, fortunately, and left the two lying on the ground. I hope one day my neighbors will look after me as well. That's all you can do. You run in, you don't expect the full extent of what danger it could be.
Yeah,
but still, you have to help your neighbors. You have to be aware of what's going on around you.
We'll touch on that exactly in a bit with Pieter du Plessis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a defense specialist. To what should you do exactly in a situation like that where your life is threatened? I don't know. Do you know what to do the moment you are in a life-threatening situation?
No, I think I'd just freeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the thing is, everyone always says, just stay calm and cooperate. But like you heard your neighbors are in distress.
Yes.
And you reacted. Why did you react?
It was in my nature. I grew up, my parents always helped people stuck on the side of the road or wherever. And the thing is, being an elderly couple, you actually don't know, is Uncle James having a heart attack? Or, you know, the last thing that we really thought was armed robbery. We thought that there's some other problem at first, you know, like being the panic call for help. If people just listen around them, your daily noises, you hear them and you don't really pay attention. But when one stands out to you, then you need to react somewhere. Somewhere or other you need to react, whether it's call, whether you ring your panic button so that it sets off an alarm or something, or that you phone, say what's happening. You need to react in some way. You cannot just ignore. I feel, my husband doesn't always agree with me. He said, you'll get yourself shot. I said, well, I just have to go in with faith and said, I'm not going to be shot. And I also never ran in knowing there's a gun pointed.
Dalcy Harris sharing with us what happened early that Sunday morning, putting her life on the line to help save those of her elderly neighbors. And it's such a difficult thing because is it the right thing to do to react from an outsider perspective in a situation like that? Can you possibly aggravate the situation, causing it to escalate even further? What do you do?
The Good Morning Breakfast Show with Accident Angels. Your life matters.